Visit our website at BostonBastardBrigade.com for recent news, reviews, podcast episodes, and videos featuring members of the B3 crew.
Become friends with us on MySpace at MySpace.com/BostonBastardBrigade, as well as on Facebook. You can even find our Twitter accounts on our official homepage.
And don't forget to check out our friends at the Electric Sisterhood at ESH.MOBI for another side of news and review, including their own glorious podcast show.
When the sisters are away, the bastards will play. It's time for the Boston Bastard Brigade.
Episode 48. Back in the old days when John Wayne can play an Asian guy.
Bastards and wenches, please rise for the Boston National Anthem.
For Boston!
Bastards and wenches, you may be seated, and welcome to another episode of the Boston Bastard Brigade. I'm King Baby Duck.
This is Blumonic. Anybody? Anybody? Anybody?
I'm Nanya!
Nanya!
Yay!
I'm Darkheart.
I'm Anvil.
And Nanya's back after a lengthy absence.
Oh, it hasn't been that long.
It's been months.
No, because, well, me and her did our show.
Oh, yeah, good point, good point.
Yeah, we did the show.
And we're recording live in Blue Onyx Bomb Shelter.
Hiya!
Even though I get cell phone service down here.
I don't get it, man.
How do you do that?
And I don't.
I roll with the fucking BlackBerry.
Wait, hold on.
Whoa.
You have T-Mobile?
No. I have AT&T, dude.
Well, there's a review right there for you. T-Mobile sucking the balls.
Yes.
Let's think about who. How many in this group actually have T-Mobile?
I know I wouldn't survive, and she would.
Right. That's why the phone
isn't
working.
I have AT&T. Yeah, but it still doesn't work.
Yours doesn't work down here. You have AT&T.
Actually, no. I have a couple bars.
See? Yeah, I've got.
Well,
mine's against the black. It's just against the black guy.
No, because ours don't work.
I got T-Mobile.
Yeah, me too. And it doesn't work.
Of course. And so does Blue on it.
Now, wait, I have a question for you guys, just because this is something I was thinking about the other day.
Go ahead.
No. Okay, so if you guys are all the bastards, what does that make me? Am I like a bastet?
No, you're still a bastard because the term, you know, bastard originally meant.
Who cares about the term?
No.
Yes,
it was originally a person born, you know, without a past. There was no bastet.
Oh, so I guess I really am a bastard.
Yeah. Me too.
But my parents were married when I was born.
Yeah, but no, I'm saying the term is, so there was no bastet.
Well, what would you call a lady bastard for the brigade variety?
Actually, that's why we say bastards and wenches.
I don't care what Anvil says. We're going to call you a bastet.
I like bastet.
Bastet
is just
fine.
Well, I think she's a
quiet
bastard. No, I'll put you over the stockades.
I will go Malcolm X on your ass.
Yo, listen.
I will Malcolm X your ass.
I'll go Martin Luther King on you. Remember the last black I had a dream?
Wait. Don't go deeper. Otherwise, I'm going to have to go Samuel L. Jackson on you.
You see what he goes to?
I'll make you disappear like Tupac.
No. Yeah, but I'll fall on you like Biggie.
Yo, we're gonna nickname you Jimmy Hoffa and we'll bury you under a football field.
That's a bullshit story.
Yeah, bullshit.
I know, the new Giants Stadium is already built. And Elvis is still alive.
I'm staying.
I saw him the other day on the bus.
I wrote this song a long time ago.
It's like he's been dead for 7 years, a new song comes out.
And you do realize that Amelia Earhart is just having tea in Russia somewhere, right?
Yes, exactly. They're all still alive.
She's chilling with the Lindbergh baby.
They're all still alive.
Oh.
They don't actually die. They just go to Russia.
And then they eventually, you know, reincarnate themselves as a Russian hockey player.
Oh, jeez.
Hey, they're all coming over here now.
No, they're all going back to Russia.
Well, that's only
you know how few Russian players are left in the NHL right now?
The Canadians.
They're all going to play in the KHL because they make more money.
Yeah, Kovalchuk's probably going to go over there for more money.
Ooh. Kovalchuk could make. Alright, here's the best part about the KHL is that their cap, it's like disgusting. Like, yeah. The highest paid player on their team can make, like, a ridiculous percentage of their cap. Like, they could make more than any player in the NHL.
That sucks.
Literally, if their highest paid player can make more than all of any other sport in this country, and it's including baseball.
Rules. It's all just cap rules, of course, mm-hmm. but...
Yeah, basically.
But anyways, sorry about my hockey rant.
Okay. We all just went on a good rant.
Well, I've got one more rant in my system. I've got a big fucking rant in my system.
Duck and cover!
Oh, no!
This is a rant that I talked about in one episode past. Anvil agrees with me so much on this one.
I actually didn't know for fuck's sake on this.
Yeah, and it's the motherfucking MBTA.
MBTA.
Let me tell you something, motherfuckers, that work at the MBTA. You need to get your shit together. Because, okay, let me tell you a little bit of a story that happened to me on Thursday.
Fantasy.
Okay. I am at the bus stop, right there, standing underneath the sign, waiting for the 4:56, 2:24 p.m., at the Eastern Western part of the route.
Why don't we just give your address, too, while we're at it?
So, the bus winds up being 10 minutes late. Okay, that's no problem.
It happens, it's traffic.
It is traffic. The bus then decides not to slow down and pass right... Well, past me!
Were you right out in the open?
Yes! I was right out in the open.
Were you holding a sign?
Hide anyway.
No, but I had my Charlie ticket out, waiting to use that. And I had a bright orange shirt that you can see from the fucking space station.
Oh, is that what the Russian saw was the sun?
Yeah, that's
it. Okay.
Maybe the bus driver was too busy texting. It was a long time
bus
ago.
Bus drivers.
No, they've still been picking people off. I think there's been like 17 people fired because of the fact they still use it.
Yeah.
It's fucking stupid.
Says the girl who's currently texting at this moment.
Wait, hold on. The only thing you're operating is my couch. So that's fine. If you're driving a fucking big-ass vehicle...
It's true.
And
with
texting,
a lot of people in it.
Yes, and right. A lot of people in your hands, then I'd be like, okay, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
Or if your hand was near the button to a nuclear missile.
But I tried chasing this bus. I really did. I ran as fast as I could. I screamed at the bus, like, hi! You know, trying to get the attention. That's not as high as I can scream, or as loud as I can scream. We're just in a small area.
We're in a bomb shelter?
Yeah, basically. But the bus wouldn't stop. And I've had so many fucking issues with the MBTA, and this was the anvil to break the camel's back.
Hi-yo!
I also have a lot of issues with the MBTA as well, so I understand.
Tell your story, Anvil, first, though, because I can't believe what this fucking bus driver does to you.
I think I have it worse than anybody. I have to take the bus 5-6 times a week for work and football. Now, every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday night, I have the same bus driver. The other two nights, the bus shows up when it's supposed to, 8:32.
Right on the dot.
Boom.
Yeah.
Give or take 3-4 minutes for traffic.
Right.
But never later than that, and we're on our way so I can get to work, do my paperwork, all that stuff. Well, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday night, about 9:10 rolls around, and here comes my bus. Now, if any of you guys were paying attention, bus is supposed to be here at 8:32. It's just shy of 40 minutes late. Everybody gets on, we're all pissed off, we're all grumbling. Bus driver says, I go pee 3 minutes, and he gets off the bus for 3 minutes every night. I seen him smoke a cigarette. I seen him go to the bathroom. I seen him walk off to his car to get a jacket. I mean, we've reported him. We got his number. We reported him. There's groups of us. There's like 40 of us that will actually call him the same exact day. We have his boss's phone number. Nothing. And the guy claims that we're being racist because he's from Haiti.
Bullshit!
Now, if you listen to the bus that I ride on to work, as in Darkheart seen it, would you say it's pretty, diverse?
Very multicultural?
Actually, the sad thing is there aren't many white people on mine. It's usually know, the hardworking Spanish people, a couple, you know, African-American guys. And that girl, that we're still trying to figure out what she is. But she's hot, so it's okay.
Okay, anyways, now, keep going.
Yes.
I mean, how are we supposed to be racist when, you know,
well,
there's actually four Haitian guys.
Are you the one with the jack boots going, you know, Heil, you know, while you curb, you know, curb stomp somebody on the side of the road and then, you know,
and he just go
up to you and be like, fuck you, man!
Nope, I'm the guy walking on in a uniform with a badge on and my citations on. Y'all looking very professional.
Professional racist.
No.
You are a fascist! No, I'm just kidding.
Excuse me. That isn't a swastika, it was just spaghetti sauce that day. I'm sorry. No, I'm kidding.
It just happens to be a red symbol and not black letter. You know?
And I just happened to be wearing my robe with the hood that night, but it's okay.
Alright, so, Darkheart, tell me your experience with MBTA.
My experience with MBTA is like, let me see, I've ran into like the whole, you know, late and everything like that. There have been times where, I would be waiting for the bus, and I would be waiting for a certain time for that bus. And instead, that bus doesn't come, but the one that shows up an hour later would actually come instead.
And that's happened to me before. There was a bus that was supposed to come at like 2:24, the same bus, never shows up. But the bus that shows up an hour later does.
Well, my personal favorite is I was on a Wonderland train, Government Center Wonderland, on my way home one morning, and I fell asleep. It happens. You know, I do overnights. And I woke up choking on smoke. I'm the only one in the cab, and the wires had fried near the front of the cab, and my cab was full of smoke. Push the emergency button, nothing. I get there, and the guy that collects the trash waved down the driver. Now, I'm literally choking trying to get my way out of here and tripping and falling. Guy looks, sir, you're in our way. You have to move. It's like, well, at least you could ask if I was okay. I threw up on your platform. What? They just don't give a fuck.
They don't.
And if it wasn't for me, you know, having to work that night and wanting to go home and sleep, I probably, you know, would have been an asshole and went to the hospital and all that fun stuff, but...
The MBTA is run by assholes. I would rather take... I know this is extreme, but I would rather take a train in Japan during rush hour than have to deal with MBTA.
I'd rather hop in a cab with the Son of Sam killer.
Let me tell you.
At least I feel safer.
Trains are actually much more reliable than
they are more reliable, but I especially hate the one that's at Government Center for the Blue Line, because you're waiting there for like 20 to 30 minutes for one to show up, especially late at night.
Yeah, in the morning it's every 7 minutes. At night, you know, when I get out of a football game, I can stand there and there's like so many of us that we pack in there.
I remember what I used to do. Well, I still do sometimes. When I rode the Blue Line, and if I was going to be waiting for a train that would be going home, I would take the Blue Line train all the way to the very last station and wait for it to come back around, and I would wait there on the train. So that way I know for a fact I'm going to get that train.
I've done that
before. I just been doing that. Like, I'll go all the way to the last stop, and I will catch that same train.
Yeah, well, last year when I first injured my knee, that's how I did it, because, you know, usually on the way home I'd have to stand, and I knew I couldn't stand the night, so that's how I had to do it. Because, unfortunately, even though you're supposed to, you know, if somebody's hurt or whatever, you're supposed to help them.
I suggest that those that are in Massachusetts write to the MBTA. Tell them that you have so many fucking issues with it. I know it's not going to do shit, but...
At least they can file the fucking report.
Yeah. And if it still doesn't get fixed, just boycott the fucking bus.
Whoa, yeah, that doesn't work for all of us.
That, or try to figure out a way to get a politician to take care of the MBTA.
Yeah.
Well, or somebody that actually gives a shit.
You know what they should do? Because I know for a fact, like, I remember beforehand, a long time ago, I actually used to visit an ex-girlfriend of mine. I used to go to Forest Hills. The bus stop that they have there, the buses that they have here would work wonderful at, like, going to, like, Wonderland Station or anything like that, especially during the snowstorm. They have the elongated buses, the ones that go with the Silver Line.
Yes.
They're like those. Those type of buses is what we should have.
Yes.
Because those hold, like, all, like, compact people and stuff like that, especially the times, especially, like, during, like, the winter times, when we got those blizzards, and people would be waiting there for hours because people would be, like, snowed in, traffic would be, like, massive pack, like, you're going, like, 2 miles per hour on the highway and stuff like that. And those type of buses be able to hold a lot of people and everything like that, especially people who are waiting for that bus for hours on end because they're trying to get home, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I know mine at night, you know, we'll get a lot of people with carriages and there's no place to sit, especially...
Those are awesome buses, especially when you go from Friday to the weekends and stuff like that, when people are going out or people are coming home at night. They also need to fix the scheduling because I've gone through it and I've looked through it and I've seen how the schedules are. And the schedules at night, they come... every hour.
Instead of every half
hour. It used to be every half hour, like somewhere in the morning to like in the afternoon. And then once it reaches like 6 or 7 o'clock, they start coming every hour.
Yeah, they need to fix that considering, you know, it's not really that safe to hang out around here at night.
Exactly. You know? Plus, there's like people who get out late, like people who, whatever they do at night or whatever. But there's people who get out of work late at night. Or there's, you know, people who are just coming out of places at late at night or whatever.
The strip clubs.
Yeah. Clubs, whatever it
lounges,
might be. People are getting
shows, out of, theater productions, you know,
people,
all that.
People are getting up at like 12 at midnight, 1 o'clock, you know? And then they have the buses stay out a little bit later.
Yeah,
you know?
And then they're going to be...
Every half hour.
And then they're going to be forced to pay for a hotel room that they probably cannot afford.
Exactly. Because they can't get home.
Oh, yeah. Well, I worked at Northeastern University and... Trains start running at 12:50 at night.
Also, they should also have the buses come out earlier. Because there's some buses, like, I know my bus, the first bus that I get is the 4:50. It's at 4:50. And that's the earliest bus I can get. Like, there's some people who got to get to work earlier than that. Like, people who need to get into work, like, 5 o'clock in the morning, and they can't get that bus. They have to get something earlier.
Yeah.
And taxis just...
They're fucking ridiculous.
They're ridiculous in price.
I once took a taxi to go, like, I think 3 or 4 blocks. Cost me $20.
Yeah, exactly. Right down the freaking street, and it cost that much. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's why, like, in New Hampshire, and, like, in certain other places in Massachusetts, when you take a taxi, it goes by zone. So, like, you're only paying $5, and they'll take you from point A to point B.
Yep.
You know? Yeah. $5, there you go. That's all you need.
Every
freaking 30 seconds is popping up like 35 to 40 cents every free, and even when you're not moving, I've noticed this too, even when you're not moving, you're sitting there waiting for the light, that shit will still go up.
Yep.
Yeah. And that's fucking bullshit.
Ridiculous. Fuck that. Hell no.
And, you know, I use this term to describe the MBTA. I got permission from Nanya to say it, well, at least online. Can I have permission to call them when I call them?
I don't remember, so yes.
Yeah, the MBTA are run by cunty twats.
Cunty twats.
Yeah.
That's an awesome word.
Yay, cunty twatism.
Cunty and twats, which are both kind of the same thing.
Now, if I said that, I would probably get slapped.
No.
Black.
No, you're not.
Say it.
No, I don't want to get beat, Massa. I'm size. I'm size, Massa. I won't do this again.
Normally, I'm not a fan of saying those words, but that's the only way I can truly express my anger.
Excuse me, King. Don't lie to our fans. I checked your Facebook. You became a fan of dirty words.
I'm a fan of dirty words, but yes. Not words that can be, you know, misogynist or, you know, offensive to, you know, all women and such. Yeah.
Wow, so if you call somebody a prick, you know, you don't care if you're...
Yeah, we don't need to Hillary Duff here, okay?
Yeah.
I just have to be mean. It's okay.
But that term is the only way I can truly... describe the MBTA and the people who run it.
Yeah. I would call them the N-word, but I would represent it in the ignorant sense.
Ooh, yeah. Ooh. Yes.
So you would say it more as Huey Freeman would say it, but not Riley Freeman.
Yes. Yes. Yes, I say that in the ignorant terms.
Whoa.
Or as Martin Luther King would have said it.
Yes. I have a dream! That all the MBTA would get off their freaking asses and do what they're supposed to.
Oh, Lord. And Darkheart...
And then he got shot. And so did Malcolm X.
They all got shot. Rosa Parks didn't get shot.
No, she got moved to the back of the bus.
Yeah, she didn't have a dream. She just wanted to
Oh, no, she just got arrested. I'm sorry.
She was just tired.
Mad TV actually did skit on them. They actually made the joke that, you know, every time you have a dream, somebody gets shot.
Oh, so, yeah, Abraham Lincoln. No, actually, no, if you're black or with black people, you're going to get shot.
Oh, Lord.
Listen, can just say it was a sun-tanning accident, and I'm all set.
They put me in the tanning salon a bit too long.
It's like, it's permanent, and I can't scrub it off.
Have reverse vitiligo. You're like Uncle Ruckus.
He went to the tanning salon, thought he took regular Tylenol, and took Tylenol PM.
This is all going way over my head.
It is?
Yeah, I'm not getting a single one of these jokes.
You're short.
It's a black.
I'm not that short,
They're
though. I'm taller than him.
Yeah. Oh! If Nanyang informs everybody, she's taller than Darkheart by about 6 inches.
No.
Yeah, but it sounds funny.
No.
Listen, I'm taller than everybody. Let's just, you know, get over it.
Yeah, let's try to get over it.
I would go somewhere else, but I'm not going to.
Where would you go?
No, I'm not even going to say it. Let's continue the show.
Well, I would, but Blonick just stepped out quickly.
He's gone hunting.
Hunting?
You can hear the animals are gone.
Wow.
Wow.
So he probably took his mom out. Okay.
Wow. No.
I'm not going to do it!
It's done. We can finally be together. But I'm a stump. Okay, we'll work it out.
Alright, we're all moving in now. Let's go. Called down here as my bedroom.
No.
I slept down here.
Alright. I got the shed.
Alright, you have the shed.
The slave has the shed.
You get the smaller one, not the bigger one.
I know. No, I get the pink one because...
No, the pink one's bigger.
No. Yeah. It's not.
And it has a bathroom.
No, Nanya gets the pink one.
Why?
Because you're the girl!
I'm like in a spaghetti coma right now.
That's right.
We put too much mushrooms in there. And
yeah.
The brandy bunch.
And too much oregano.
Yeah. And tryptophan.
That wasn't grated cheese.
By oregano. By oregano, do you mean roofies?
No, I meant marijuana.
No, we meant that. You know what I'm saying? Some special brownies, you know?
You know, Bob Marley's favorite, you know.
You know, the special brownies, that's what I'm talking
about. Well, I was just saying that Anvil is probably more likely to slip me roofies than he would be to get me high.
Yeah, I know, right?
Wow.
Oh, you know what? You deserve it. Plus one for that one. There you go.
I don't need help in that way. I'm sorry.
Bam.
Look at that. Anvil. Oh.
Really?
My mom told me not to date trolls.
What are you talking about?
She called me a troll.
Yeah.
She'll still kick...
I'm sorry.
No matter what you do, she'll probably still have the energy to kick you in the nuts.
I'm sorry, but no offense, Anvil, but Nanya wouldn't date you even if you went so far as to have a sex change.
Oh. Yo. King, do you really want to start?
We can go. We can do this.
Oh, man. We can really do this.
Listen, I overshadow you. Literally.
Oh. Actually, no matter how tall you get, my shadow is still taller.
All right. Everyone's back in the room.
Yes. Why don't we go and do the rest of the show?
Let's talk about Split Second, because Blue One bought the full version of it.
And I bought getting shot in a split second.
Ow. Got hoit. Anyways, Split Second, great fucking game. Anybody else played it in this room?
Yes.
I enjoyed it.
Yay.
I don't know why we're all raising our hands. It's not like people can see us.
Wait, that person outside.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Is it nighttime yet?
No.
All right,
there's four white people with their arms up and there's a black guy in the room. I think he thought we were getting robbed.
Oh, shit.
No.
He's got them all captured and they're all sitting down, tied up.
All right, well, in a split second, it deals with the whole TV show setup. It's kind of like Fear.
Yeah.
Kind of like how Fear was in the setting that you'd have to, like, eat something, but with the music in the background and how fucked up it is. But this one is actually race the fuck around, blow shit up. Perfect fucking combination.
And drift a lot.
Yes, and drift a lot.
Drift do.
Because we had Nanya try it out like an hour ago, and even though she didn't do so well in the first race,
But,
she's starting to learn how to kick some ass.
Yeah.
I learned how to blow shit up.
Kaboom.
Now, how did you feel about the controls in the game?
I liked them a lot. It was a little difficult to get the drift thing down at first. Like, I was still having trouble coming out of a drift. But I think that was just my own inability to play video games. but my favorite part, though, was how, like, as you progress through the game, the more shit you blow up, the more the track changes. I thought that was cool.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Now, what did you think when I blew up that big-ass fucking dam?
That was so cool. I thought you were going to get swept away by water.
Well, they had it set up like... Sometimes I've actually found myself racing on that track, and especially online against people, and it's so much fun to fuck people up online. Ah, it's so great. But when you get to that point where you build up... Because there's two levels, you can build up... Well, there's three power plays, as they call it. And you can power up all the way to the three of them. And then that creates a double setup, so you can actually blow bigger things up. And if you use just the regular one power plays, you could drop, like, you know, bomb canisters on them from helicopters, blow up side, like, roadside bombs on them and shit. Awesome. All I can say is maybe this isn't a game for people that have suffered trauma from fucking Iraq, maybe, with roadside bombs, but this is a good game for those people that like racing, and it definitely has brought a whole new thing, and I think, I swear, if I look over at my fucking thing, yeah, you can mix it with Burnout, you can mix it with Dirt, Dirt 1 and 2, fucking, basically, almost all my racing games over there. You know what? Maybe not Burnout Paradise so much. Burnout Paradise was basically a burnout. It fucking was horrible. It just was a piece of shit.
Would you say maybe a little bit of Madwell, considering the whole TV setting?
Well, the TV setting was definitely a different issue to it, and it definitely has a great ending to it that I don't want to ruin, because it's actually that fucking good. You really need to buy the game, try it the fuck out, because it's going to get to the point where the next game is probably going to be even more intense. It's going to be really fucking insane.
Mm-hmm.
The controls are much more easier, too.
Yeah, I have no issue with the control whatsoever, because when I'm playing something like Dirt 2 or Grid or Blur...
That's because they throw in handbrakes, because you got to deal with the handbrakes, so they have separate controls to, you know, to be able to actually do manual shifting and stuff like that.
And I don't like that, because sometimes I have issue with the whole hand-eye coordination part of it.
Yeah.
Well, that's for one of us advanced drivers. Not saying that I'm the one in the room, but I am. Anyways, but I don't know. I like this game. Yes, it's, you know, it's simple. It's easy. Except for some of the races, which are very, very fucking hard to actually win. Because what it is you're racing the clock and you're trying to beat that clock for the setting of the other guys that, you know, that raced earlier.
Right.
And sometimes it feels like it's just impossible, or you have to make sure you hit these lines dead on, or you're fucked because you're down by 1 or 2 seconds. And I mean literally split fucking seconds. Like, I had races where I was actually on bumper to bumper at the end of the line, and I just, like, jumped in just by the little bit, and I thought I lost, and it popped up, "You won!" I was like, "No fucking way!" You know, it's one of those games that you just, when you're driving, and you're getting into that whole, like, you get into the fucking zone, basically, when you're playing this game. And I have to suggest that if you get this game, you have to have a good fucking TV for it. Otherwise, you're gonna lose fucking, you're gonna lose all fucking senses of it. You gotta have the actual fucking surround sound set up and jack it up just a little bit and with a bass.
And believe me, as someone who has this PS3 set up on just a regular TV, not something that Bluonic has right here, I completely understand what he's talking about.
It can really seriously dampen the gameplay and stuff like that. I mean, I sent it to one of my friends. I was like, "Dude, you gotta check out this game. It's fucking awesome." And he went and played it. This game fucking blows. Yeah, what were you playing it on? 32-inch regular, you know, TV with no surround sound? That's why. It's a fucking piece of shit. Your TV's out of fucking date, buddy. I mean, my TV's kind of out of date, but it actually has the HD setup on it, so I have it running off there. But, yeah. I mean, more or less, it's just, when you get into that whole racing and you hear the music, usually they're playing, like, drum-type music and stuff like that, so it gets into that serious, like, holy shit, you know, you get that focus in the game, and you're just like, holy fuck. Now, you actually think, shit, you're gonna get fucked up.
I do have a bit of an issue with the soundtrack, because it kind of does sound a little bit generic.
Well, yeah, I don't think they brought in some fucking composer to do it. They just said, "Hey, just do the music for us, and they felt that some tracks worked with some, you know, things. But, I mean, that's the beauty about having an Xbox 360. You can plug in your hard drive or your thumb drive and listen to your music right off there. So sometimes if you want to do it that way, then do it that way.
And I'm hoping I can do it that way with on the PS3 version, because I've been loading up on the music from there.
Mr. PS3s. No, shit. Sorry, we got two PS3 people in the room. No. I feel outnumbered by the Xbox 360.
By the way, high five for his PS3.
Streak?
Fuck.
My brother has a PS3, so it's the only console we have in the house.
Oh, damn it. I'm outnumbered.
See, look at that. High five for both of you. Bam.
Blammo.
Alright, so definitely give this game two thumbs way the fuck up, because it's really that crazy. And yep. I'm probably going to write an article on it called Splitting Hairs with Split Second, because it's basically that fucking crazy.
How long did it take you to come up with that title?
Split Second.
Well, yeah. Good job.
And if you're listening to the podcast when it actually comes out, this week at Best Buy, it's only for like $40.
Yeah, with savings or some shit. Yeah.
Extra savings, yes.
Extra savings, whatever.
And Ian and I are kind of pissed at that, because he got his for 60, I got mine for 50, and now they drop it down to 40.
Well, that's actually one of the scariest things I've ever seen. I haven't seen a game drop like that, unless it's really, really fucking shitty.
I thought it was really, really, really shitty.
Fuck you! That's because you're a fat fuck and like only football games. Anyways.
Whoa. Excuse me, who you calling fat, Tubby?
I'm not that bad.
Yeah, he isn't that bad.
He's not. He's actually... He can...
Anyways. But, yeah, definitely, if you could seriously suggest to rent the game out, and if you like it after that, buy the fucking thing, because it's just that fucking good.
Yeah.
And, I mean, seeing that it's at Best Buy for that cheap of a deal... Fuck, it's even better because of the fact that you wouldn't be dropping $60 on it. Just like if you were to go to GameStop right now and buy it.
Like you did, didn't you?
Yes, it did. Fuck! Why? Alright, anyways.
I know, I hate that feeling. Like, you just bought this awesome game and then you find out a week later they drop it down in price.
Yeah, sometimes it gets to that point where I just wait so long that I forget about it, and then I find it later on Amazon for $5. That's basically what I've been doing lately. Lame?
You're lame.
Yeah, I know.
That's what I'm going to be doing with Stranglehold.
Oh, right, yeah.
Because I tried the demo of that the other day, and it just completely blew my mind away. And Chow Yun Fat just is fucking awesome in this game.
Chow Yun Fat's the man.
Well, like, over there I got Stranglehold and everything like that. I just got off Amazon, and that was a game that was up there in price for a while, and I bought it. And now I'm waiting to jump into that game and try that one out. Because
you actually did buy it?
Yeah, it's right there over there.
This?
Yeah, under that fucking, the gore. I mean, yeah, the, no, back, where you, yeah, that area. Yeah, there you go. That game right there, in your hand.
Oh, the Saboteur.
Jesus! It's right there! If it was a snake, it would have bit you. You would have been dead!
But you said Stranglehold.
No, Saboteur.
Oh, okay.
Cancer and Saboteur, right?
Yep.
Okay, good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I think I'm done.
Do you have my $5 now?
No.
Alright, let's talk about Prince of Persia, The Sands of Time, the movie. Produced by Jerry Bruckheimer. A.K.A. I like to blow shit up sometimes.
A.K.A. that dude who made Pirates of the Caribbean.
A.K.A.
All three of them?
CSI guy.
I think he made all three of them.
Yeah. Yeah, damn. He produced them.
That guy's got a lot of money now.
He does.
Well, yeah.
And he did Bad Boys.
Yeah, yep. He did.
Son of a bitch.
Bad Boys, what you want, what you
want. I've still not seen the first one of that. I've seen the second one, but not the first
one. Yeah, I wasn't a fan of the first one. Number two is better.
Now, the premise of Prince of Persia is the Sands of Time. You've got Dustin, who is an adopted son of the... Not the Pharaoh, but the
wait,
king.
Wait, is it Dustin? Dustin, or because I...
Dustin, I guess.
Some of these times I fucking you know? Said. Go to IMDb.
Yeah.
It's Dustin, I believe.
Basically, the king dies, and he's kind of framed for it.
He's framed for it.
He's screwed.
Well, the whole thing is, I'm wondering how the fuck they did that. Like,
I don't know if it was a true story or it's like a legend, but there is a story of a king or a pharaoh dying the way that the king did in this movie.
So, all right, well, let's put it in the let's go to that, but like the starting point, then bring it to there. Well, what it is. He was actually, you know, just the little poor boy. He got picked up by the king because of the fact of the feat that he did that day.
Mm-hmm.
Then he became, like, the adopted prince of Persia, basically, because, well, they didn't really do a good job with the Persian aspect of it, because a lot of the people looked European.
Yes.
Or white.
Yeah. Wow. His Dastan. D-A-S-T-A-N.
Okay. Well, anyways, I guess they get to that point where, you know, they become, what is it, 15 years later or something like that, around that area, and they become great fucking, you know, kick-ass rulers and stuff like that, where they start fucking beating the shit out of people and kicking ass and taking names. And it got to the point where they went to, what was the city name again? I'm sorry, it was something with an A. Anybody? Anybody?
Don't quite remember.
Who are you talking about?
The movie.
Is it Aston?
No,
it was like
Holland.
Or some fucking A name. Anyways, dealing with that, it was supposed to be some holy city that they weren't supposed to touch in the first place. And of course, they go and do it anyways because of the fact is somebody deceived them. Not going to leave that out there in the open because we want to actually watch have people go see the movie.
Yeah. Yes.
Or at least I think everybody in the group does.
Alamut.
So more or less, they go and take it over. It gets to the point where Dustin is, you know, like the party man, because he was the one who actually got people in and got them to take over the place so easily. And
he was like drinking, like,
yeah, he was fucked up. And then it got to the point where they were trying to get him to, you know, they were like, oh yeah, did you get a gift for dad or something like that? And they're like, oh no, I didn't get a gift. He's like, well, here, take this gift to, you know, dad and everything, blah blah blah. So yeah, it got to the point where he got this cloak, and when he put the cloak on, it lasted for like 5-10 minutes where they were talking, and then all of a sudden he just started going, you know, you saw the steam actually coming out of his cloak, and he started going, ah, and then he fucking plopped down and, you know.
Burned to death.
Yeah. Basically, I wanted to know what the fuck caused it, or how the hell they did it. It was very impressive.
Well, what I think it was like coated the inner linings of the cloak
with something.
With a flesh-eating virus.
Yeah, it must have been, or something, because it looked like it was battery acid or some shit that got to him afterwards. But yeah, it definitely was kind of fucking crazy after that, because they thought, seeing that Dustin gave him the cloak, he was the one who fucking, you know, murdered the king. So with that said, they have to go through the whole thing, and I guess they found a knife, a special knife. You know, not just...
Dagger.
Yeah, it's a dagger, more or less.
I call it a knife.
Yeah, I call it a knife.
Yeah.
They kept on calling it a dagger.
It was Crocodile Dundee.
Yeah.
That's not a knife.
I know my face is a dagger.
This is a knife.
So with that said, it's just... It was the whole setup where, you know, he got in a fight with a princess, and he kind of got stabbed, and then he hit the button, and went into this whole time thing, and came back up and went, what the fuck just happened? And then it did it again because she fucked him up again. Mm-hmm. So it was kind of interesting to see when they went into that whole time warp mode. But compared to what I remember from playing the games, totally different aspect of what was going on with that, you know, setup. Anybody else want to say anything?
Well, when it comes to, like, adapting the movie from the video game, I thought they... Because when you see something that's supposedly based on a video game, like, 98% of the time, it's nothing like the video game. Like, I mentioned the Super Mario Brothers. That was practically nothing like the actual video game.
Street Fighter. Terrible.
Let me see. Resident Evil was nothing like...
Well, even the adaptation of going from, you know, TV series to fucking... Or, well, cartoon TV series to fucking thing, Dragon Ball.
Dragon Ball.
Oh my god, let's not even talk about Dragon Ball. Don't even get me started.
Balls.
Yeah.
Apparently, that's all I'm going to contribute today. One-liners.
Really?
Yeah, you know what? Even the original Mortal Kombat movie.
Yeah,
even that somewhat went by like with the video game.
Yeah, but the second one just went down the shitter.
It was terrible. They're supposed to be doing a remake of it all, though.
Or so I heard it was canceled. Kombat 3 or some shit. I don't know.
They're supposed to be doing 3, but that got canceled. But they're actually going to do a reboot of Mortal Kombat.
Now I know that they're doing Keenan Lynch right now too.
Yes. But of course, it's only with Bruce Willis and not with Billy Bob Thornton as well. I was fucking disappointed about that one. It's supposed to be bringing in, I can't remember his name right now.
Common, I thought.
Maybe Common or somebody else. I can't remember.
I would like for them to do a movie of the original game. I don't know if you guys played Soul Reaver.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
The Legacy of Kain.
Legacy of Kain. Soul Reaver. I would love to have them done something with that.
Maybe. Well, like I mentioned when I got out of the movie and stuff like that, I said, with all the way the more or less running, free running and parkour that they were doing and how the setup that he did with the actual city, I felt that this was actually the opening for maybe how Assassin's Creed could jump into this like genre of movies and stuff like that. They could easily do that in 2 seconds.
That would, that would probably be a pretty badass.
It, fuck yeah, it would. What
now? Just to know it's Jamie Foxx
playing. Jamie Foxx, thank you. Jamie Foxx. I was kind of like, aw, what the
Wait,
fuck?
Wait, Jamie Foxx is playing who?
Lynch.
Lynch. From Kane and Lynch, the video game.
Should be interesting.
I don't know about that one. I don't think I could see Jamie Foxx playing Lynch.
Well, that's the thing. Nobody thought Heath Ledger would play a good Joker, and then look what he did. He just surprised the fuck out of all of us.
I say Quentin Rampage Jackson.
Oh, you mean when he's playing for the A-Team?
For Lynch, yeah. The one that's playing him could play Lynch.
But that's the thing. Lynch is white.
Yes, I know.
And but it would have been great because of that whole movie that Bruce Willis did beforehand with the...
With Billy Bob Thornton.
Bandits.
I love Bandits.
That movie was great.
Bandits are awesome.
They did a great job. And now if you could see them in these characters of Kane and Lynch...
Well, think about it. There was other movies that they did that, like when they came out with Wild Wild West. The original character for the TV show was white, and then they had Will Smith play him.
Yeah, wasn't there something about him coming out and saying, "Yeah, we know the original character was white, but fuck you all."
Then there was like, then there was other times. I'm trying to remember. There was a better example where they took a character that was originally white and they put a black character in there.
The Karate Kid, the new one, right there. They got Will Smith's son as the kid.
Yep.
All right, well, actually, why don't we go back to Prince of Persia, and anybody else got any more stuff to say?
I enjoyed the movie. I think they actually did a really good adaptation from the games and stuff like that. But they're supposed to be making two more, right?
I hope so, because there's two, now there's three more video games, because they just came out with the new one.
So, do you feel Jake Gyllenhaal did a good job?
I thought he did a great job, and I don't see why people are, like, getting all pissy because he's not really Persian. Look back in the old days where
anybody who's Persian.
When John Wayne would play an Asian guy.
Yeah, exactly. How about Nanya? Nanya.
So when it comes to Prince of Persia, the only experience I ever had with the video game was back in the NES days, and we'd be at my uncle's house, like, playing Mario, and we'd be like, what's this game? And it was Prince of Persia, and it was, like, the one game my uncle would say we weren't allowed to touch. I'm assuming so we don't, like, mess up his save file or whatever. So I never actually played Prince of Persia. I've never played any of the newer adaptations. My brother, I love him, but he thought that it originally came out for the PlayStation, so... I felt just like...
Little fucker.
So obviously I'm coming at this from a non-gamer perspective. Like, I had no exposure to the film beforehand, and I enjoyed it. I loved the parkour stunts, like, fabulous.
And Alfred Molina coming in with his ostriches.
The ostriches were awesome. It's definitely like one of those movies you go see with your girlfriend.
Oh, okay, yeah,
like,
there you go.
Like, it's got the action for the dudes, but the love story for the chicks, and in the end, like, you're feeling all schmoopy with each other,
and the hot chick for the dudes.
Yeah.
And Jake Gyllenhaal for the girls.
Yeah, the hot chick with the full lips, or Jake Gyllenhaal for the guys. I'm sorry, but since seeing Brokeback Mountain, I just...
You know, that's originally why I thought he wasn't gonna kiss her, because he still had Ennis.
He's so typecast in my mind. Like, Heath Ledger broke out of it for me, but Jake Gyllenhaal is still on the mountain, like, making out with...
What are you doing? I'm just grabbing me some nuts.
Brokeback Mountain 2 in 3D.
I like that joke on, was it Family Guy, Brokeback Mountain from the horse's perspective?
Oh, God!
those guys have been in there for a really long time. I wonder what they're doing.
Did you just see a white ass?
Oh, shit!
Now, I think they're making a number 2, and they're going to keep the same, you know, characters.
How the fuck are they going to do that?
Yeah, it's actually sense
he plays. We knew Jake Gyllenhaal was weird, but hey.
Oh, no.
No.
No,
that's a bit crossing too far. The line.
2 hours of unedited footage.
All right, well,
what did you feel about the special effects? I mean, from the sand effects to, like, the rattlesnakes and the cobras and all
there's
that.
There's special effects in there? I thought they all did their own scenes.
Like, well, it seems that they did a great job with the whole sand and the graphics, and when they did the sandstorm setup, like, you saw the dunes in the back, and then when the sandstorm came rolling through, it actually was kind of, like, a little bit flatter because of the sand filled it all in. They did a good job on that, because the fact is, you know, usually they'd be like, dude, those are the same fucking sand dunes in the back. Whoops, we fucked up, you know, kind of thing. But, yeah, I feel that they did a great job with this, the whole... Actually, it made you actually think that you were back in, like, one of those old cities. It was
like
really,
you were watching Aladdin for real, though.
Yeah, like Aladdin.
Real life Aladdin.
For real Aladdin, man. It was crazy.
You know, there's a love story and everything.
I understand that they pushed back the release of the film so they could have more time to work on the special effects.
Yeah.
Because I know that with Pirates of the Caribbean, they rushed it, and it wound up being too expensive and everything. So I think that the extra time they spent to work on the special effects was worth it. I thought they were well done.
I agree.
Yeah. But, all right, so basically around the board, what do we give
it? I give it 2 thumbs up. It's fun. It's enjoyable. It's not like one of those extremely ridiculously smart movies that most critics like to go and see and recommend to everybody. But you're going to watch this, you're going to have a good time watching it, and you're going to probably want to buy it when it comes out on Blu-ray.
And that's what Disney does anyway. You know? They give you those feel-good movies.
They do. I'm going to give it a thumb and a half. Just thumb and a half.
So, what's the half for?
The half... Well, I mean, it was entertaining. I really enjoyed myself. And it's a fun story. But it's nothing that, like, I'm going to be like, oh, dude, we got to go see that movie, like, again, because it was totally cool. No.
How about Anvil?
Dos.
Dos. All right, dos with the thumbs with the new explanation. All right, anyways, and the middle fingers. And how about you, Darkheart?
Yeah, I definitely going to give it 2 thumbs up. I think they actually did a really good job. Now, hopefully, if they make sequels for this movie, it does not end up like how The Mummy ended up.
Oh. Okay.
I love The Mummy so much.
I like The Mummy. Don't get me wrong. I like the first.
No, it's fine.
And I like the second.
Tomb of the Dragon Emperor was shit. And they don't even explain where the fucking Yetis came from. It was like, oh my god, there's the Yetis.
Holy shit, Yetis.
They just come out of fucking nowhere.
I'm just really angry that Rachel Weisz went from sexy hot librarian you want to bang like every second you see her on screen to Trampy Whore with too much eye makeup that, like, I kind of want to bang sometimes.
And then didn't even show up. And she didn't even show up in the third one.
I know. They got some other actors, and it sucked. And then they had The Rock, terrible CG.
I never pictured him he was going to be like that. I pictured he was going to come out just like the Scorpion King.
Like the actual big ass.
I thought he was just gonna come out. He's gonna be big. He's gonna be like. He's gonna be tough or whatever.
Fucking.
And then he's gonna have scorpion powers. He's gonna summon scorpions.
And then he like looked like something out of like an SNES game.
You know. He looked like that Mortal Kombat character.
Yeah.
Tekken 1.
All right. I'll get my thing right here. 2 thumbs way the fuck up. And it's kind of funny because we just talked about 2 Disney things in a row. Split Second was actually done by Disney Interactive Studios.
Oh, whoa.
And then this one, that was the funny thing about that. That game is Disney Interactive's and Black Rock Studios. The fucking badass, fucking awesome studios, and can't wait to see more stuff from there. But anyways.
It's Disney Day.
It's Disney Day, yeah. So.
Hooray!
Welcome to Disney Day.
Whoa! There's actually three things. Because in sports, Disney paid off the referees in Orlando.
Oh, fuck!
Prince of Aladdin. In Persia.
Alright, so, I mean, more or less, it definitely has its good aspects to the movie, and, you know, it's definitely a go check it out, and, yeah, watch it with, you know, your significant other, whatever.
Or with your group of friends.
It's a good, like I said, good date movie.
Or if you want a movie to watch while you're drinking and have a few laughs, and pass out to? This would work too?
Well, I mean, this movie was how long again? Two hours.
A good 2 hours.
Yeah, it was a good 2 hours.
And it flew like that.
Yeah.
So that's all I like. I like a movie that makes it feel like you haven't been sitting on your ass. You don't get the numb ass syndrome.
Yeah.
You don't get NAS.
You don't get the, no, NAS.
That's what I said.
No, you said NES.
No, I said NAS.
All right, whatever. But anyways, but yeah, I didn't suffer any numb-ass syndrome because, I mean, I was pretty comfortable through the whole thing. It felt like it flew. It was perfect.
Wait, it was 2 hours?
Yeah, 2 hours.
Shit!
It didn't feel like it flew. It was like watching Iron Man, no?
Yeah,
exactly.
It fly through.
It was like watching The Losers.
Yeah.
The Losers actually flew pretty quickly considering it was
almost
like 12 hours.
Wasn't it like 2:15 or something like that? That was at least like 2 hours and 15 minutes. All right, so next fucking thing in line.
All right, let's talk sports.
All right, I want to touch on a couple things that, you know, are popping up here for me.
I see you on the NHL website.
It's on NHL, it's ESPN.
Don't even.
Just a few minutes ago, Cleveland Indians pitcher David Huff was taken off the field by a stretcher after being struck in the head by a baseball off Alex Rodriguez's bat.
Oh, fucking Alex Rodriguez!
He was
fucked on again!
What is he doing? What the heck?
He was.
She had nothing.
I freaking love it.
I don't fucking watch baseball.
Truthfully, if I want a crowd to get people going, I'm taking her. She may not have no clue, but she'll actually convince you.
Oh my god, I can't believe it.
I'm being consoled.
Not again!
Good news is he was conscious when they rolled him away.
So did he give the thumbs up when he was stretched out?
He was like, thumbs up, where's A-Rod? Hey, A-Rod, suck on this, you little cocksucker.
Oh, he gave the hand, okay.
Oh my god, he gave the Nazi.
The full hand.
He gave the fucking Nazi thing. Oh my god.
Heil to him.
Okay, so what else is
going on? I would have got shot if I did that.
Probably.
I wouldn't even be pulled out of the stretcher. I would have got shot right there. I would have got hit with a baseball bat.
And then they would roll you off.
No, they would see you down. It's like, oh, he's too injured. Let's put him down.
Yeah, I know, right?
Bang! Bang!
Let's take him out of his misery.
Hold on. Pants check.
All right. So here's some more funny news.
Get off the hockey.
No, this is just ESPN. That's what they have up.
Okay.
Get off the hockey.
Baltimore Orioles.
Okay, what about the Baltimore Orioles?
Baltimore Orioles player Adam Jones was detained while trying to enter Canada with his team.
What?
What?
Yeah.
Okay. Detained in what sense? He was arrested?
For a few hours, because they confused who he was. And here what is written is Baltimore Orioles outfielder Adam Jones was detained by Canadian immigration officials for a few hours Thursday night after he landed in Toronto for this weekend series. They said I had a criminal record, Jones said. My mother raised me better than that. I've never done anything like that, been involved in anything criminal in my entire life. It was a long, pointless situation because of the circumstances, but I'm glad everything got cleared.
Except killing that hooker.
Whoa, his buddy took the
rock. I told you I need PR.
So, apparently everything's all set with that, so it's okay. From what we found out, is they confused him with NFL player Adam Pac-Man Jones.
What the fuck?
Are you serious?
Both of them are named Adam Jones. Who's the guy with the Baltimore Ravens?
So, either way, they were going after a black guy.
No, they were going after an Adam Jones when they ran in the system.
A black guy.
Well, they're like
any black guy would do. It's just good. it just happens to be called Adam Jones.
So,
man, Mrs. Jones.
Yeah.
What?
He said, "Him and Mrs. Jones." I'm like, "Yeah,
this is great."
So,
Pio. No, just kidding.
Last night, me and Blue were chilling in the bomb shelter, and we were watching the Celtics.
More or less, you were sleeping in the bomb shelter.
Shut up.
Okay, fine. Napping.
I took a nap for a little bit. Woke up to watch the good part. The fourth quarter.
The very fucking end.
But it appeared that Orlando paid off the referees again because. Well, the Celtics lost. I couldn't believe it.
Hold on.
You are fucking retarded.
You are fucking retarded. Hold on.
No, I'm retarded.
Yes, retarded.
What are you talking about?
All right. I think we're going to need to rewind time.
Wait. What happened?
We're going to have to go back in time. The Celtics won, dumbass.
They won? All right, let me, control the sense of time. Okay, so last night in sports, me and Blue were here just hanging out, watching the game in the bomb shelter, and Celtics came out pretty strong. Big Baby played after suffering that concussion, and they fixed his tooth, which, you know, is a good thing, because, you know, he had one knock loose. Marquise Daniels still does not look good.
No, he doesn't.
Well, he still looks like the Predator, but, you know. So, we came out, and we were playing hard, and unfortunately, Rajon Rondo got hit hard, and he slammed his back off, and he was injured.
Rondo sucks.
Fuck you.
Your mom sucks.
Oh!
I just needed to throw that.
So, they bring out ultra midget Nate Robinson that we acquired from the
Dude,
Knicks.
Dude, he is
ultra midget!
The reason why I say Rondo sucks is because of the fact that, like, that dude could not shoot for shit from the last game that he played.
Yeah, you can't have a good game every game.
Well, but
he missed almost every fucking shot.
It happens.
But when they brought in the ultra midget, you know, that was funny because I think he might be shorter than Muggsy Bogues.
He's actually about
the same height or something like that. It's fucking creepy because I was like, this guy is really fucking amped. He must have either snorted coke beforehand or was on monster drinks.
Well, my
because
personal
he was insane.
Is that he is the 2-time defending NBA dunk champion.
Yeah, that's the other one that was kind of got me. I was like, this short motherfucker right here is an NBA champ.
He's only 5'9", so he's not that short.
I'm shorter than that.
Well, yeah, well, for basketball, he's, you know, the ultra midget. He's actually won the slam dunk championship 3 times, I'm sorry.
Wow.
Damn, dude.
And the other night, I'll never forget watching Howard go up for that dunk, and he just jumps up behind him and slaps it away.
It's like, I saw that.
He's short enough that, you know, Howard puts his man before his head.
Because those capoeiras can
do it. Dude, they're fucking crazy.
Yeah. He actually has, let me pull it up real quick, 43.5-inch vertical leap. That's a freak.
That's over 3 feet.
Yes, considering, you know, the average wide receiver jump is about 34 inches in the NFL.
Dude, he can jump over a yard. That's crazy.
No, you know, he can jump up and kick me in the face.
Dude, a lot of people can jump up and kick you in the face.
No, I mean, like, straight up.
He must have some type of martial arts then, because they get trained for that kind of crap.
That, or he got built-in trampoline hamstrings.
Well, according to his bio, he doesn't have any martial arts.
No shit.
He just played basketball, football, and track.
We can rebuild him. We have the technology. And I don't want to spend a lot of money.
Oh. Put rubber bands in him!
McGruber!
Watch it, bud! No celery, please.
Hey, don't bring that up. My co-worker ate celery with chocolate syrup.
Ah! Alright, anyways, more sports!
Okay, so they picked the 2013 site of the Super Bowl the other day.
Yeah. Is it Boston?
No.
Oh!
Now,
who cares then?
Shut up.
No, right?
There's no football stadium in Boston.
Well, do you want to beat Foxborough?
Alright. There were only 3 choices. Miami.
Fuck again.
South Florida.
Fuck again.
And New York, New Jersey.
What the fuck?
New York and New Jersey are 2 different places.
No, because it's where the New York Jets and the New York Giants live. It's on. It's actually half in one state, half in the other.
There's a border. It's fucked up. They have to pay double the taxes.
So, all right. Let me explain this big thing. No Super Bowl has ever been played in a cold weather climate where there isn't a dome. This will be the first Super Bowl because they chose New York, New Jersey to be played in cold weather, and it's all. The owners, and Bob Kraft was a huge fan of pushing this through.
Yes!
And he has actually talked about maybe having one here in New England.
I want one. I really want that.
I love it because of the fact is there's going to be 2 teams that are, like, usually down in the south, which is going to be, like, Arizona or some fucking shit, and they're all going to come up there and going to be like, fuck, it's cold!
I'd love to see, like, New England versus some team. I think the group of Baskers should take a trip down there because it's not too far to... I don't care who plays, just to see a Super Bowl.
Well, it's 2013, so it's a while ways away.
We got a couple years.
Yeah.
You got 1 or 2. 1983.
Well,
and the
this
year
past
before.
Bastet will have to pass. Oh, come on. I heard Lady Gaga might do the halftime show.
Don't give me that crap.
The Kesha show up and tell you blah, blah, blah.
With my blood, blah,
I'm not going to be there either because I don't watch that. Football.
Come on, you don't want to see her in the stadium just going pop, 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 poker face.
Maybe because she's probably going to have a new song by then.
I really hope she has.
I hope she, I don't know.
The return of the poker face.
Oh, great.
Okay, all right. We brought this in a place that I'm sure none of our listeners really want us to go.
Well, we don't even want to go there. Come on.
I have tickets to Lady Gaga show in July.
Hey, no issue with
sorry.
That. But yeah. Him trying to redo a Lady Gaga?
Yeah.
No, I will never.
You're killing people.
We'll get you the costume and everything.
Right? Oh, no.
I do want to touch on a little something. One of my favorite icons in football that currently plays, Jared Allen, is less iconic today.
Less right. iconic?
Mr. Allen was known for the handlebar mustache and his mullet.
Is he like Alec Trebek?
So he looks like your mom then.
Oh!
No, actually, that was like Eric's girlfriend.
Big
mustache and a lot of hair.
Oh no, we're not saying anything about any girl I've ever dated.
Alright, so he's getting married and his wife made him shave off the mullet.
Motherfucker!
Wow.
Good woman.
No, she said he can grow it back after the wedding.
Exactly. She wants some nice looking wedding photos.
Actually, apparently there was money exchanged between her father and everything.
Oh, shit!
Wow.
Yeah.
That's bad.
That is bad.
They actually have it on SportsCenter today, and it says, "Gone, but not forgotten, Jared Allen's mullet." There is a tribute to the legendary mullet. I think he's an awesome football player, and the mullet makes him even meaner. Okay, so...
It's playing the Barbra Streisand the way we were. As
This is how it reads. Last year, Jared Allen vowed not to cut his mullet until he died. Well, Jared's not dead.
Yes.
But he is engaged. In preparation for the upcoming wedding, the 6'6" sack machine has removed his Kentucky waterfall. The thing men do for love. I have no clue who wrote this and would call it a Kentucky waterfall, but okay.
Jeez.
But yes, the things men do for love.
But aren't waterfalls
the
beautiful?
Men do for
his
Heidi.
Hair is beautiful.
Yes.
I have no confidence.
The thing that they do to get laid.
So, without his ape drape.
What the fuck is up with these names?
I don't know.
Can we just who wrote, Google? What
who wrote this? Cletus? The Slag Jock and Yoko?
Okay.
Oh, Dark Heart's dead.
His social life has drastically changed.
What is this kid's issue?
Here we go.
Oh god, I swear.
Alright. There's a couple more coming up.
Oh no!
During his mullet's days, he noted, if I approach you from the front, it's like, wow, this dude is serious, is pretty serious, man. But when I walk away, you're like, damn, he likes to party. With two R's. And by partying, Alan means chilling with grizzly bears, of course.
Wow, that was fucking retarded.
Yes.
Did anyone get the gay reference in that?
Come no. on.
The grizzlies.
He likes the bears.
Wait.
Oh. So,
bears up.
Actually, the bears are in the division.
Wrong
that's a whole
kind
joke.
Of bears. Wrong oh. kind
All right.
Of bears.
So I'm going to break it down a little bit. Alec Cadu could be in line for a new career low, 7.5. In other words, until he loses a Jeremy Piven hairdo. Fantasy owners in leagues with IDP, individual defensive players, you should opt out of this guy. So yeah, they compare him to Jeremy Piven without the mullet.
I don't know who that
Whoa.
Is.
He's the,
Jeremy Piven is the guy who did,
He's an entourage. He's the hug it out bitch guy.
Mm, yeah. No.
No, he's a guy...
But he's got the mustache, too, right?
Yes.
Well, I read... I read somewhere that Burt Reynolds wanted that mustache back, so he's going to have to lose that soon.
Oh, and now to raise money, people have actually started selling t-shirts called the Mullet Militia. They will fight for his mullet.
Great.
And that, I guess that's the only chance of him saving it, is if a certain amount of money's raised, is the whole money thing with the father.
That's the whole thing with, like, the metal militia there.
Mullets aren't worth saving.
No, they aren't.
Yeah, but he's one of the biggest tough guys in all sports, and this is what he looks like.
No,
yeah, he's a man.
That guy's getting married?
Yeah, I know, it's kind of creepy.
Really looks like, you know who he looks like? He looks like Ben Stiller's character in Dodgeball.
It means there's hope for all of us.
Yeah, I guess so.
Hey, Joni loves Chachi!
He's rich.
Well, yeah.
The money helps.
Money all right. Help.
How do you think Phil Kesselman should get a girlfriend? Come on.
That's true.
She must love his smile.
And that beautiful face of
his. Okay, anyways.
Alright, so let's move on from hairdos and all this other fun stuff and talk about something serious.
Your mother.
Oh!
We'll
yes!
Kick your ass.
They just keep coming. They just keep coming. So easy.
But not from the peanut gallery. No, just kidding.
Don't touch my feet.
I better fight.
Stop touching my feet!
Tickle it!
I'm gonna slap some of you.
Uh-oh.
All right. Ass kicking time!
My computer.
Tonight, the group of us.
So strong? I just like this!
We'll be going back to watch UFC 14.
Yeah. 114.
I said 114.
No, you said UFC 14.
No,
I said
114.
And the fight that I've been waiting 5 years for.
Woohoo!
Quentin Rampage Jackson versus Sugar Rashad Evans.
Why are you so strong?
Just so everybody knows why Nenya's talking about why I'm so strong, I'm holding her foot.
Because she's trying to fight. In
and Duck Fee started tickling her, and she's not happy because we're so strong.
Stop it! Nobody touch me!
This is comical. But we all do this with love for Nenya.
The black hour got shot.
I she was packing.
Didn't you know? Whoever
oh,
was
this,
no.
This is only for black people. It's made specifically for putting down black people.
Don't touch me!
And then, well, I mean, there's gonna be a bunch
when
of
shit
fights.
Goes down, I'm leaving. I know everybody's gonna die in this fight.
Yes. So, I mean, we've been looking forward to this fight for a little bit. The next couple months, you know, we look forward to a couple other UFC fights, because next month will be Chuck Liddell versus
Chuck
Rich
Liddell.
Franklin.
Yes.
Following month will be a heavyweight title fight with the return of the now healed Brock Lesnar.
Hell yeah!
Taking on Shane Carwin.
Okay. Fuck you on that one. I don't know about that one.
Yeah,
fuck
I don't know.
No,
I want to see another. You know, tell you the truth. Actually, what I want to when see. Can we finally see Ken versus Frank Shamrock?
When he loses the goddamn braces.
It's going to be a fantastic fight.
I actually want to see another Brock Lesnar versus Murray fight. The reason why is because they both have a win over each other.
Yeah, so that's a fight that
I want to see the rubber match.
I have a win over your mom.
Oh!
She can't fight back, so.
No! I just want to say bless you, Blue, for still laughing at my your mom joke.
Yeah.
You're the only one left.
I like it.
Yeah.
You like my mom?
Oh, maybe, yeah.
At least my mom is loved.
Your mom's delicious.
Well, how do you know?
He's met her. I thought. I think.
No, I was just in her house. I was just in Nenya's house, I said. I broke
you
in.
You ain't met my mom. What'd
you say? Yes, I have.
I met your mom. She was cool.
Back in high school.
No.
Once. Remember, we'll talk about that after.
No.
And then, June 26th, will be Weirdom versus Fedor, the last Emperor of Emelianenko for Strikeforce.
Damn it! I'm not going to be here for
and
that.
And yes!
Wait, hold on. When's the, what's his name? Bobby Lashley's fight.
Bobby Lashley has had to pull out of his fight due to a knee injury.
Oh!
I've been waiting to see Bobby Lashley fight for I don't know how long.
Well, you have to wait
since he got in there. And I have yet to see a fight with him. And
That's so bullshit.
He pulls out of the fight.
There's something wrong with my knee.
Yeah, he's gonna be gone for months, just like Brock Lesnar was.
Actually,
Brock Lesnar had an excuse.
It was one of those things that he was climbing out of the ring, and somebody that wasn't paying attention ran into him. He fell off the ring and bounced it off of a bench.
Talk about an asshole.
Yeah, it was some young lightweight fighter.
They did it on purpose to injure him, so that way they can easily win off him.
He's a heavyweight, they're lightweight, they'll never fight. Bobby Lashley would punch him and the head would rip off.
No, somebody paid the lightweight to do it.
So
was it Christy Alley?
Exactly.
Which no, the guy that it was Tanya fighting. Harding.
I was forfeit. I got a win over Bobby Lashley without getting in the ring.
Douchebag.
So in over the course of the next month, we have tonight's fight, Rampage versus Evans, June 12th, Liddell and Franklin.
Yes.
And then the 26th, we have Fedor and Wardham. I might as well just throw it. July 3rd is Lesnar and Carwin.
Yeah.
Dude, it's just an awesome lineup for the summer, dude. Mm-hmm. And we're hoping to have a setup where we can do this kind of like on a, on like that monthly basis of,
Except for August, we won't be doing it because there's no good fights.
Yeah, we checked on that. We checked and there wasn't anything good.
And, should I announce it now or?
Announce what?
The UFC thing?
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
August 27th and 28th, UFC FanCon is hitting Boston. So, us from the Bastards are putting in for our press passes so we can fully cover the event for our fans.
And if we can't, we can just get admission to both days.
No.
Well,
I want that really cool pass that says press so the fighters can actually talk to us.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'd rather have that.
Because we're going to drag, you know, Dark Heart along. So that way, like, well, you want to see how hard I can punch?
If I don't get shot before, then yeah.
It's like, yep.
Lynched.
They'll pull the hole. So you want to see how hard I can punch? Yep, hold up, pull a darker.
I wouldn't be moving. I would be just dead. Look at me. Look at me. I would flop like a fish. I would be like.
Wait, let me check the weight class. Alright, how much do you weigh, Doc Hurt?
No.
No, just
120.
He's lighter than Pink Taco, let's put it that way.
He falls under the super lightweight female division.
What? She made it funnier.
Fuck all y'all.
Why? I didn't say nothing bad.
No, not you. Okay, fuck everyone else but you.
Oh.
Why?
Yeah, why?
Hey, fuck you, buddy. No,
fuck you all.
Fuck you.
No, listen, ready? This is a woman's weight. 145, 135, 135, 145, 145, 135.
Okay, can we stop? I'm getting depressed.
Wait, 135, 145, 135, 130. The lightest is 130. Lightest female fighter is 130, dude. Yeah, that doesn't help.
I can't help that.
Hey.
Okay, I can't help that.
Well, start eating some more cheeseburgers, Mexican. Gain some goddamn weight.
I will probably when I reach my 30s.
I mean, everything's looking good today in sports. Do we have any?
Are you sure looking like at fighters? Or are you looking at hot women from like you know? Porn or something.
Well, right now I'm looking at Chris Cyborg, so I really do not want to see any more of her.
Ah!
Is she fighting anytime soon?
She's fighting the same fight as Fedor.
God damn.
Well, the one thing that I have to say is that I thought I heard that they were supposed to be doing a rematch with
Gina Carano.
But that was the only thing. But Gina Carano's been kind of like MIA right now because, you know, she's been kind of doing like movies on the side and stuff like that. It's kind of getting annoying with that shit.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, hopefully pretty soon we'll get something new for her.
Yeah.
I mean, I hope she does movies, because that'd be really, really cool.
She has done movies.
No, but I mean more.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, truthfully, what do we have coming from Gina Carano?
Dude, I've checked nothing right now. She's off in a Hollywood binge right now.
All
right. She's actually in the movie Knockout coming out.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So, does that wrap up the sports?
Yes.
Sports.
All right. Well, wow, we actually went over time.
Oh!
So, I think we should save the anime review for next week. That way the other guys can watch it.
Get some more episodes.
Because Nanya might join us next week, depending on what her work schedule is.
I gotta double check.
Yep.
Double check.
Double check. The laser quest keeps me busy.
Yep, so let's wrap things up. Remember, check out our website at bostonbastardbrigade.com for our recent news, reviews, past podcast episodes, and other really cool shit. And don't forget, if you want to make a request for something for us to review, or if you have any feedback, it's thebastards@bostonbastardbrigade.com.
We are also on myspace.com/bostonbastardbrigade. We also have a group on Facebook, but no Facebook yet. Sorry. They don't want us to put bastard in the title. Fuckers. Can't win.
Bastards.
Yes, bastards. Facebook is bastards.
And don't forget our sisters at the Electric Sisterhood at esh.mobi. Go show them some love.
And don't forget Geek Aggro as well. They're our new little brothers on the Electric Sisterhood world.
And, everybody, again, you know, we're still raising money for the No Show Cancer Walk on June 20th. Please contact us if you're willing to help. And I want to throw a big shout out to Totally Inappropriate.
Fuck yeah!
Show them June 19th at John Brewer's Tavern in Malden. They've been helping us out, and that will be the last time we'll be raising money because it's literally the night before the walk, and they've been really helpful. And I want to thank the Stampede. They're going to help us out, when is it?
June 11th.
And where is it?
Brookline.
Can you tell our fans? If you
no, I don't remember, but it's at a TV station.
Yay!
Okay, well, we'll let you guys know more, you know, when we get a chance to.
Mm-hmm.
So please contact us. This is a really great cause. It's really near dear to all of our hearts, so please contact us.
Okay, so, until next time, this is King Baby Duck.
Splonic.
Denya!
Denya!
Dark Hunt. And this is Anvil.
Saying sayonara, bitches.
We are the bastards.
Okay, Nanny, another tickle fight.
Tickle, 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 tickle,
no.
Tickle.
She'll fucking kill you, man. She'll fucking kill you.